97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Got to start off with a tearjerker there for this segment. Is that right, Carl Middleton?
I'm sorry, but one of my first crushes as a child.
How about you, Bo?
I have a tear in my eye. This has just saddened me so much. And we ended up watching a John Travolta movie last night, and it was horrible. I don't even remember what the name was.
But she wasn't
You watched the wrong one.
I did. No, she... Oh, my gosh. Come on. I heard you, actually, Mark, talking about... the Farrah Fawcett poster and the Sandy poster,
right,
from Grease. Every kid had that. Every kid had that.
Yeah.
That's the spandex I like to see. Spandex at Walmart, not so much.
And I did.
But Bo, she started off as a country music artist.
Yeah.
Hello. 30-some years in the business. I know.
But here's what I didn't know till I was this many years old this week. I didn't realize that when she played Sandy in Grease, she was 29 years old. She was almost 30.
Well, Stockard
when
Channing
she did
was
that
like
in
50. 78.
Well, she wasn't that old. Come
no,
on.
No, but Stockard Channing was not young either.
I know, but she pulled it off perfectly. She just looked so young and smoking hot. I mean, she was. There's no way else to put it. But anyway, good.
And now you're going to see all John, the networks
big
running.
Loss.
You're going to see Grease reruns all over the place, like they do when a star kicks the bucket. And it is sad. She was so sweet and just beautiful. Now, was it her or Suzanne Somers that had the husband that went missing?
That was her.
Olivia Newton-John. That was her.
And it wasn't a husband. It was just a boyfriend. They never got married.
But he went missing for like years. Then he was like seen in Spain or something.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with that story.
Welcome Our back to reported. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Oh, we're doing a show.
Let's talk about the Great Outdoors. And speaking of Grease, do you enjoy grilling?
Oh, boom. That's a mic drop.
You enjoy grilling, Bo? Do you grill much?
As 12 months a year, as often as I can.
That's awesome. I don't do it as often as I used to. I'll admit that. But I enjoy doing it. And what I appreciate the most are people who are passionate about it. Because my brother-in-law fits that category. He's got the smoker and all that stuff. Me, not so much. But when I can do something extra when I'm grilling that makes it taste like I've gone that extra step, see, that helps me. That's a shortcut for me. And we're joined this morning by a couple of guys that can help us out with that. Aaron Kirchner and Josh Anderson are with Grill Heads. And I'm telling you what, if you haven't tried these rubs, they're available in St. Louis now and just in time for the summer barbecue traditions and all that. So, Aaron and Josh, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Happy to be here.
Yeah, well, it's great to get you on. I mean, you heard me say it there. I mean, I'm always looking for something that's going to make me seem like a better griller, a better cook than I am.
Yeah, I think that's a common thing we run into. From ourselves or wives or anybody, you know, just trying to take that meal to the next level and add a little flavor to it.
You know, Aaron, I want to ask you a question. Your preferred grilling method, are you a gas guy, a briquettes guy, or a big green egg guy?
So it's funny you ask. There's actually a little bit of a stigma right now on gas grills. I have two different grills. I have a mini egg that takes lump charcoal. And then Josh and I both have a two-year-old. So I also have a gas grill that if time's pressed and the two-year-old's going nuts, we got to get the meal ready however we can. So it really depends on the day and the amount of time that we have.
Yeah, that's kind of been me. I need to get it done usually in a hurry, and you know I'm not going to be up at 3 a.m. with the electronic thermometer telling me that the smoker temperature has gotten too low. That's not how I tend to do things. So maybe Josh, maybe you can kind of tell us how this got started, because you guys felt that maybe there was a better way out there when it came to rubs than what you were finding on the market currently.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Aaron and I went to high school together. We've known each other forever. You know, I graduated college way back, feels like forever ago now, but we've been talking about starting a business, and we're both super passionate about barbecue, obviously. And, you know, we're kind of looking at all the rubs and everything that's out there right now. And, you know, everybody has their own flavor profile and what they like. So we just kind of thought of three that we thought would be enjoyable and we thought our friends and family would like, and honestly just kind of went from there and started out that way.
Yeah, so you practiced, I'm assuming, on your family and your friends until you perfected it, right?
Yeah, yep. We went through several renditions of this. I'm sure my wife is glad that we actually perfected it finally instead of trying some of the other concoctions we put together, so...
Well, Aaron, I want to ask you, can we just be honest here? As a matter of fact, all of us here in this room, as we're talking about grill heads, when it comes to grilling, my wife is so appreciative that I'm handling the grilling part of it. Are your wives the same, or are they? Because I mean, my wife, like, well, thanks for cooking your own dinner, and I'm like, yes, I did. Mark, do you get that same feeling, or is it just another part of the dinner that you got to put together?
No, well, I'll just be completely honest here. My wife would prefer to handle the grilling because she thinks I overcook the meat. Because I'm more likely to like something closer to medium well, and she and my son prefer it closer to medium, and they always accuse me of overcooking things. So I don't fall in that category.
You know what? And there is something about doing a medium or medium rare. There is a flavor of just the meat itself that is so fantastic. But in the last couple of years, I've been discovering different rubs as well. And guys, maybe you can speak to that. I saw you at an OMG, Oh My Garlic. I cannot wait to try that. It does raise the level of your barbecue from the meat flavor, which is awesome. But then when you accentuate it with a great rub like you guys are offering, This is really next level stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's funny you phrase it that way. So the meat obviously is going to have a little bit of flavor. Each of ours, they have a different flavor profile, and they're designed to bring out that flavor. And then let's just say you're cooking a steak with, whether it's the OMG or our Jack of All Rubs, both are incredible on a steak. They're also going to help get a little bit of a crust as you cook that. So crust on the outside and then whatever finish you want on the inside. Not overpowering flavor, so you're still going to taste the meat. Everything we did here was very meticulous so that we got, you know, the traditional barbecue flavors, the salt, the pepper, the honey, paprika, whatever that is. But then, you know, eat with your eyes first, and then the flavor's going to follow. And I think we hit the nail on the head on all three of the rubs.
Yeah. My stomach just started growling right then. And it dawned on me that Carl, where you failed us is that Aaron and Josh should have been in studio with some examples of these rubs instead of on the phone.
They sent us the rubs.
Well, I know that. I haven't had a chance to use them yet, though, and that's why I'm telling you that. So anyway,
is there any aspirations of being in competitions at all, guys? Josh, how about you?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the next, you know, potentially get out there. The more people that try it, the more people like it, obviously. So, you know, that'd be a good way to kind of spread the word a little bit. And that was one of our goals this year, is to get into a couple competitions. We haven't met that goal yet, but you know, that might be in 2023 really.
Well, let's talk about Aaron, talk about the three rubs then that you sent us examples of. The OMG was the first one. That's the one with garlic, but there are a couple of others, and they're for different types of meat that you're grilling.
Correct. So let's say you walk in Ace Hardware, you walk to the rub wall. You probably have 200 different variations of rubs, and this kind of goes back to why we started. I bought a grill. We didn't have any of the supplies. I was spending a ton of money, and my wife is like, all right, Aaron, you got to get this under control. You can't go to Ace every week or Home Depot and buy all this stuff. So no matter what you're cooking, there's a few basic things you want. So we knew we needed a garlic rub. Universal goes on anything. I had it on scrambled eggs this morning, had it on veggies last night. Incredible on meat. That's kind of an all-purpose rub. The queen bee, there's a huge market for a honey-based dry rub. There's a few on the market today that have done a really nice job, you know, legacy brands that have been out forever. They lacked a little bit of color that I wanted. They lacked a little bit of flavor that Josh and I wanted. I think we have the best honey-based dry rub on the market right now in queen bee, and everybody that tries it, they come back with pictures and, you know, just absolutely raving reviews. And then Jack of all trades. It's our all purpose. It doesn't matter what you use it on. It's going to be really, really good. Steak, pork, you name it. It's outstanding. So with these three, we're confident that no matter what you're cooking, you could use any one of these and you're going to be successful with it. And whoever you cook for, they're going to say, wow, this is really good. You really hit the nail on the head, which, you know, everybody loves that feeling. There's nothing better.
I'll be honest with you guys. I've never heard of a honey-based rub. So the Queen Bee dry rub is right up my alley because I have a sweet tooth, especially when I'm cooking like a pork steak or even pork chops, mostly pork. I want something sweet on that. You know, the one thing I just can't get over is really grilling fish on the grill. What would be the best out of your selections for fish? I'm not a big fan of it, but.
If you're going to do salmon, Queen Bee is really good. It's going to add a little bit of that candy coating, that sweet taste you just mentioned. Any kind of a whitefish, our OMG, the garlic rub, every day of the week, it's outstanding.
Wow.
And if you throw it on a cedar plank on a grill to get a little bit of added smoke flavor, just outstanding.
There I am. A friend of mine just went salmon fishing, and whenever somebody tells me they've gone up north somewhere to catch salmon, I don't even want to know what the actual price per pound must be by the time you average it out. But he did offer me some, and I've told him I'm going to take him up on it, so I'm going to try some of your OMG rub on that when I grill it, for sure. Let's talk about the giveaway, because obviously people have an opportunity. If they go to Schnucks, correct, which is where a lot of your rubs are found, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so you're doing the Grillhead Summer Giveaway right now. Josh, why don't you tell people what they can win?
Yeah, so if you go to Schnucks and buy one of our, so we have OMG and Queen Bee currently in Schnucks in the local rec. So if you go there, purchase one. No purchase necessary as well. You can read the terms of service online. But if you enter, you can get a 22-inch Traeger, an Arctic cooler, all of our suite of rubs, and then we have some grilling supply, our tools as well, some gloves and some cloths. It's like a $670 package for the winner.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, too. Last time we got together with some friends last weekend, we were talking about grilling. They saw my grill, and I had grilled chicken quarters. I'm sorry, chicken thighs, and my gas grill turned into an inferno. Flames 4 feet high. And our friend, she said, oh, we bought this indoor grill. Not that we're here to talk about grills, but have you experienced your spices on an indoor grill, which are smokeless, and they're wonderful, and they're easy to, you know, pack away? Any experience with that?
No. I did try some stuff on some air fryer the other day, which was actually really good. I know it's not an indoor grill, but that turned out well. Yeah, I did some steak fajitas on the air fryer.
Outstanding.
And you didn't invite us.
Yeah. Next time we're having you in the studio. Where's your? Tell us how people can get a hold of you. Is it grillheadsupply.com?
Yeah, so we're grillheadsupply.com, started as a COVID business, all online. We are in every local Schnucks, so all 83 stores, St. Louis, Illinois, and Central Missouri. LeGrand's, two wine and cheese places, and then Westlake Hardware, Brenneke Hardware, and Bridgeton. So numerous retail locations as well as online.
Well, it sounds delicious. I've got it at home, just waiting maybe for this weekend to try for the first time. So I hope people get a chance to do that. Listen, Aaron Kirchner, Josh Anderson, thank you both so much. And hopefully people will go online or go to the store and enter your summer giveaway. I'd love to have a Traeger. Maybe I'll go try that. Am I eligible, by the way?
Yeah, sure. I'd enter it. Yeah.
Absolutely. There you go.
By the way, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, thank you guys for having us on, and hopefully your wives are pleased with something you cook up for them with the rub.
All that work you're doing, absolutely. I do want to point out on your website, grillheadsupply.com, you have things that you just can't get anywhere, like the meat claws and the gloves. You for grill aficionados, definitely look for just more than their rubs on their website, and good luck to you guys.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You bet. Yep.
Have a great day.
Take care. We appreciate that. Grillheadsupply.com. Check them out online. I can't wait to taste it.
Next summer, they'll be in.
Making you look good to your wife or significant other. How about that?
I'll bring the indoor grill. We could do it right in the studio.
Wow. I think we got a plan. No doubt about it. Hey, let's get to the Second Amendment portion of this. Our friend Aaron Dorr from the Missouri Firearms Coalition coming in here. They did some endorsements during the primary. We'll find out what he's got planned when we get back. We'll be right back.
Take the chains away. They keep me loving you.
97.1talk.com.